This is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here's my review of The Good Thief. The Good Thief by Connor McPherson, directed by John Golic at the Gift Theater. Michael Patrick Thornton's triumphant return to the stage is a lesson in courage and determination. Next to the word courage in the dictionary, there should be a photo of Michael Patrick Thornton. This 27-year-old has endured more pain and suffering over the last few years than most folks accumulate in a lifetime due to a series of near-fatal spinal strokes that left him totally paralyzed. Thornton miraculously battled back, learning to talk and to walk once again. During his personal struggle, his theatrical urges led him to keep the Gift Theater, which he is the co-founder, going through inspirational leadership and his direction of several plays for the group. Thornton never lost his goal to resume his acting career. When the lights come up at the intimate Northwest Side Storefront Theater, we see a tall, thin, bearded man painfully negotiating a walker to center stage, removing his sweatshirt, carefully sitting on a rickety chair while opening his gin bottle. After a long taste and a smart smile, Thornton is ready to tell his tale. By that time, he owns us as we are riveted to his side. He is home where he belongs, on stage, doing an Irish monologue. Michael Patrick Thornton, still suffering but healthy enough to perform, so completely commands the stage that he becomes the paid thug from the depths of Dublin's underworld depicted in Connor McPherson's 1994 65-minute one-act. Like any wild Irish story, The Good Thief is part truth, part Irish blarney, with gobs of subtle Irish humor and loads of truth thrown in. Thornton's tale of a crime gone terribly wrong that leads to a near-death experience and years of physical and emotional damage is grounded in Thornton's actual experience. I now see why he picked The Good Thief to remount his acting career. Thornton quietly tells his tale in between belts from his gin bottle, in an understated, controlled manner, relating how he only attempted to scare Mitchell, not to kill him and his guards. Thornton deftly projects the thug's anger, his remorse, and his sense of irony as he rationalizes his actions on that day. What makes Thornton's performance so compelling, besides his flawless, low-class Dublin brogue, is his subtle sense of ambiguity. Is he an immoral criminal or simply a man caught in a survival mode? Is he love-starved or a cruel animal? Thornton smoothly, with the tilt of his head or the slight change of his tone, moves from irony to remorse to rationalization as he totally thrills us with the thug's story. Only an actor with the craftsmanship and skill Thornton possesses could deliver as powerfully a nuanced performance as he does with this complex McPherson script. The gleam in Thornton's eye and the smile that grows as the story unfolds alerts us to the satisfaction Thornton exudes as he shares his love of performing with our love of wonderful actors. This interaction is infectious. Some have it, most don't. Thornton's charisma is marvelous. He deserves to be on stage, and the stage needs him. When you hear folks cry about where all the new theatrical talents are, send them to 4802 North Milwaukee to see Michael Patrick Thornton mesmerize audiences. Welcome back to the stage, Michael. The theater certainly has missed you. My rating for The Good Thief, highly recommended. It is at the Gift Theater at 4802 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. The tickets are $20 to $25. The running time is 65 minutes with no intermission. The show runs through July 1st. Call 773-283-7071. That's 773-283-7071. And let me say, don't miss The Good Thief. Michael Patrick Thornton's tour de force performance, it may be one of the best of the year, and I think he's in award territory with this show. And remember, go see a play this week. Thank you.